listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth.
It's going out on the other channel. Ah, welcome. Yeah, so just as the theme tune was rolling, I thought, right, this is doing my head in. So I ran into the kitchen, and I pulled out myself about 2 feet of tinfoil, and I wrapped it around my head, and as the Dave and Mekki say on Revolution Radio, shiny side out, apparently. That makes it more reflective to the waves. So, because I tell you, today this is all about frequency. The show I want to do is all about frequencies, all about what we're being bombarded with. Now, there are things I think that we're being bombarded with by several groups and several entities or whatever you might call it. And I would like you to call in to tell me your personal experiences in the last few days, because. Well, where do we start? Last week, I saw a thing about an attack that was supposed to be leveled at those seeking truth on the kind of psychic planes. And so what I was... wow, this is hot. It's getting hotter than that. Maybe it is absorbing microwave frequencies. Wow, who knows? But is it hot in here, or is it just me? Anyway, so where are we? Yes, we're still on B. That's good, Studio B. This is Journeys with JP. And, yeah, I mean, yes, I just did, in fact, make myself a tin four hat alive on the air. I've never done it before, but I just thought I'd do it just to see what it's like. So as I go through the show, you will hear the effects of what it's like to be wearing a tin foil hat. And it might just be that my head gets hot and I get a headache. For this end, I have prepared myself a cup of English tea. Mm. In favorite mug. a few months ago, we had a series of accidents which broke a lot of mugs. And my favorite mug, which is it's a white mug with black polka dots on it. And the other way around doesn't do. It's got to be white with black dots. Black with white dots doesn't work for me, but. And she brought it to me the other day. And this tiny little child in my head said, "Oh, favorite mug." Favorite mug. So I'm drinking tea out of my favorite mug again. It's a clone of my favorite mug, but that's fine. It doesn't matter. I still love it just the same, even though it's a clone of the original one. But I realized originally that the original one was also a clone of you know, possibly thousands of others. So, let's see. I have the Wolf Spirit Radio phone, which is 702, area code 702, 879-4770, and you can call in, and that'll come into this this show, and we can have a conversation on the air. Okay, so what am I talking about? I've been talking with various people. Okay, so there are loads of influences that we have impinging on our planet. I had a gentleman, Terrell, on my show a few months ago, and we were talking about the expression of gamma rays and gamma radiation that is coming from other bodies. And what he's basically saying is that there's a large body that has a connection, an ionic gamma ray bubble connection with our sun. And It's kind of like one of those old things that you used to get in the monster movies, and it's got the kind of spark that kind of travels up, and it, when it hits the top, it starts again, you know. There's that sort of thing goes on between all planets and the sun, and all other bodies, where, you know, in the sun's local environ environment, which seems to consist of invisible objects, and these objects causing a stream of information of electricity of light, of particles and stuff. Yeah, we have one with the sun. It opens every 8 minutes, and that's the time it takes for the light to get from the sun to here. So, 8 minutes, 8 minutes. So that's our time clock, and it's to do with the distance that we are from the sun, and roughly divided by the speed of light. And therefore, there is this other one, and every so often the Earth passes through it. And this is what Terrell has been saying, that when the Earth passes through this trail, this ionic trail between us and an invisible planet, weird things happen on the Earth, because we're basically, it's like we're walking into the beam, we're walking into that that electric spark with the whole planet, you know. So we're moving through a kind of charged area of space, and it's big because, you know, it's between two stars, which are great big things, you know, the Earth, if you look at the Earth in relationship to the sun, the size of it, you know, it always takes you by surprise. It's, the Earth is tiny compared with the sun. So if there's another thing that around that's sort of comparable to the sun, it's going to be a very large stream that has been going to be connecting these two beings, these two bodies. So, let's have a look at the chat room here in All Spirit Radio. There we go. Talking about dogs. tinfoil hats for cats and dogs, I believe, are particularly attractive. Anyway, so Wolf One, yes, indeed. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Welcome. So we're here, and I'm talking about influences that have been impinging on us recently. And several of the people that I've been talking about recently in the last couple of days have been experiencing, for want of a better word, weird feelings. Feelings that are not theirs usually. Feelings that are a sense of anxiety, a sense of something wrong might be happening, a sense of that there's something, a sense of something wrong. Something's gone wrong, something's about to go wrong, impending doom, anxiety, mild panic, that sort of thing. But here's the thing, it doesn't feel like me. I can feel it kind of well up inside me, in my solar plexus, but it doesn't feel like me. It feels artificial. And this is what the majority of the people that I've been speaking with have been saying. It doesn't feel normal, it doesn't feel real, it feels artificial. There is advertised on Facebook a new harp machine thing that is in Australia, and it's got a hexagonal array. And I can just imagine, you know, you can see just rippling out from that point, rings and ripples. I don't know if anybody watches the radars or anything like that, but do they witness these ripples coming out of this device? And is it that's doing it? I mean, we can blame it, but it may be that these are ripples that can go right round the Earth and affect everybody in an instant. And it's a Tasmanian devils, right? It's a potential that it could be what's that other one? CERN or Ice Cat, or it might not be anything. This is the thing. I'm not sure where it's coming from. And perhaps tonight we'll be able to discuss it amongst ourselves. If you'd like to call in with your particular views on what's causing these energies. I'm feeling more and more sensitive to energies, and that means that the energies that I don't like or that aren't congenial to me are more and more irritating, more and more downright toxic. You know, you can really feel it. It really gives you a headache, or really annoys you, or really, where is this coming from now? We've got, I don't watch TV. I really don't. I don't have one, the TV license people are very surprised at that. But anyway, I don't have a TV. I watch very small numbers of shows, usually comedy satire. I certainly don't watch the news, and I certainly don't listen to the radio, because I don't have a car. So most of the time, I'm just kind of outside and talking to my chickens, or playing my own guitar, or listening to talk radio. That's what I do. It seems to still be impinging on my world. So, what does one do about it? I'm not entirely sure. It might have something to do with building pyramids. Maybe I should make one out of wire. That could be fun. Build an obelisk out of stone. That may be a little more hard work. Maybe I'll stick with the wire. It's possible to make the pyramid structure quite simply. What does it do? What does a pyramid do? A pyramid, it's all about angles. I think one of the ways of looking at it is if you were looking at water in a river and there was a big, hard, square rock right in the middle of the river, there'd be an awful lot of turbulence around it. And eventually the turbulence would grind away the edges and it would eventually smooth down. But essentially, if you've got a hard block in the way, there's a lot of turbulence. And if you have something, for instance, that was at an angle that presented more of a sharp point into the river's flow, you would find that the water would flow much more congenially. There would be much less turbulence. And there is a point at which the kind of, what they call a sweet spot, happens, where the water just completely, optimally flows across the surface, because the angle that it has to slope up is very easy for it to slope up. And in fact, what that does is that, you know, the appropriate angle, the sweet spot angle, it starts to spin it. It starts to spin the water. And there's nothing that water likes to do more than spin. It likes to spin in both directions at the same time, because it's clever. Water that has that double spin, and it's a spin that spins in both directions at the same time, you know, clockwise and anti-clockwise, it's a bit like a rope. If you look at a big thick rope, you'll see that there is twisting upon twisting, and the twisting is forced against each other so that the fibers lock against each other. So by making something that has this counter rotation with it, it creates a locking force that holds it all together. Anyway, so tinfoil hat akimbo, I'm ready for your calls now. I got the tinfoil hat on. I can discharge all the energy. So here's the thing. So what is the angle of something have to do with flow? Well, again, it's about how water works. And if you have a round stone, for instance, or if you have a whole bunch of rounded pebbles, the water has a kind of equal chance to go left, to spin away around to the left, Because spin it will. It'll spin at its first opportunities. You know, if it's going along, it'll try and spin. And if you give it a little help, it will spin. And it'll spin in both directions if there's enough. You know, it's a kind of random chance as to which way it will go. And so just by passing water through spheres, spherical form, you're able to create a structured form, structured water, and that's what makes river water so alive. It's this structured form, and it gives it life, and that it has an effect. It has a radiation. Structured water has a radiation that you could hold some in a test tube, and you could place it next to another glass of water that doesn't have the structure. And it will entrain the second vial of water, or even a bucket, or even a river, or a lake, because it's like a seed crystal. Once the seed has been laid, the whole thing turns into a huge, and I don't know if you can conceive of this, but it's a rope-like crystal, rope-like liquid crystal. That's what water becomes. Water likes to be like a rope. what am I joking about? Oh, about a tinfoil hat. No, I really, really, really have a tinfoil hat on my head. I made it at the beginning of the show. Weren't you listening? it's really hot in here. I don't know. I think I might have to take it off because it's... Oh, there we go. There you go. Looks like a bit like a kind of Prussian helmet from World War One, with a little spike on top. Anyway, there we go. Back to normal. So what was this? 18 minutes of wearing a tinfoil hat, and that's it for me, folks. I can't wear it anymore. However, one of the things that I was experiencing, that I have been experiencing in the last few days, there's a lot been going on. There's lots to talk about. One of the things that's been going on, particularly since last Wednesday, my websites were completely hacked, and I had four websites to rebuild from scratch. And the big lesson is, of course, as usual, don't forget to back things up, even if you haven't finished it. so I've got it backed up at various stages of rebuild, so we'll sort that out. So I've been experiencing some very odd feelings, and for me, my experience of it is of a feeling of unsafety. And it's not like a feeling of like I need to run. It's a feeling of general anxiety, and I managed to deal with it. I managed to kind of, you know, neutralize it. You know, by kind of looking at it, what are you, what's going on? But when I speak to friends about this, people who are experiencing kind of similar things, we all agree that it has a kind of artificial feeling. It feels like an overlay. It feels also to me, it's like the hairs on my arms are standing on end. I've got a kind of prickly feeling. Hence the tinfoil hat, because... If I am exhibiting a charge or holding a charge, it would be good to discharge it. And by bringing electrically, when things go to a point, that's where they, you know, electrons, like water likes to be a rope, electrons like to go to a point. That's their thing. They just like to find the nearest point and just kind of hang out there. And build up their charge. If I can keep it on, because it did seem to help with the prickly feeling. there's been a sense of like a kind of mild, like a mild panic, if you could have a mild panic, an anxiety that feels ominous. And I'm absolutely convinced it's not mine. And I've been asking other people, you've been feeling this kind of ominous feeling, haven't you? Yeah, everybody's feeling this kind of artificial, ominous feeling. So, just in the cat's made one in the shape of a swan. Excellent. So, yes. Tinfoil hats are good fun. They may help. Although aluminium's quite a thin material, it still can shield a certain amount of EMF radiation, particularly if you ground it. Which is basically you need a wire to connect to maybe a water tap or the bathroom system or the kitchen system or something like that. But you'll find that your sink, your kitchen sink, and your tap will have a green or green and yellow in Britain. I think it's a green wire in America. And a strap that will take it to the nearest earth point, which is it'll be a big thick cable. So if you can attach something to that, then it's earthed, and you can even sleep in a Faraday cage. I had a couple on my show a few months ago, Bonnie and John Mitchell, who sleep in a Faraday cage, and essentially they built a big kind of wooden frame and put hinges on it and pulleys, so it kind of opens up like a flower. It's rather lovely. It's kind of sort of industrial looking, you know, because it's is basically a fence, you know, a chain link fence, but they sleep inside that and say they have the best night, and so yes, sleeping inside the Faraday cage, keeping yourself bathed in a neutral solution. The feeling is also now, it's the height of summer here, yeah, really, and it's raining a lot, and there's maybe one or two flies around. There aren't many insects this year because it's been pretty bleh. And yet I feel like I've got insects crawling all over me. And one of the things that people were saying, you know, that's one of the effects of microwave interference. Microwave radiation interference. So I wonder about it. I'm not convinced about it. However, I'm sitting here with my... maybe I should earth myself. I wonder what happens if I earth myself and I touch this screw here. Is that any better? I don't know. I'm going to go out... during the break, I'm going to go out and stand on the grass for a few minutes to definitely ground myself out and see if that has any effect. But really, it's been pretty difficult last day or so, particularly with this kind of artificial feeling energy. Has anybody been feeling this? Has anybody been feeling feelings that they don't normally feel? You know, like trepidation or some kind of anxiety or panic or... you know, an emotion that they don't normally experience in that kind of intensity. I'm interesting. Conversation not being a part of, this can be a bit annoying. Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, so how's the tin foil going, everybody? Maybe I should stick to coffee. All right, so... it could be. No, so, hello, Davey. Yeah, I'm just having a look. There's several chat rooms that I need to keep an eye on, so... it could be we're moving to the fifth dimension. The Earth is about to rebirth, so if you're feeling sensitive, you'll feel this anxiety, feeling it too. Yeah, there is a sense of something. Briareus and sorry, Sombler. They don't have any insects in Scotland because they're all down here, Jay. Oh, dear, yeah, flies. No, I don't want your flies. We've got flies. I live on a farm, for God's sake. Yeah, you get plenty of flies, yeah. I had that infestation of flies over the winter, didn't I? That was a bit weird. They haven't come back. So, Yeah. So, anxiety, feeling that anxiety, feeling like there's something going down, and oh, sorry, I'm just having a quick look back through. It's hard to read. If you got messages for me, please put them in uppercase, because there's lots of different chats going on. Shiny side out. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, Cortec. Yes, shiny side out, indeed. At the beginning of the show, I did. So what have we got? There's L. Lots of chest pains, aches and pains, all on the right side. Lots of anxiety as well. So, yes. yeah, so if you want to put a message to me, do put in uppercase press the caps lock and then type it in. And it makes it easier for me to catch, because I've got like three or four chat rooms to read all at the same time. Poor me. So I'm just going to stretch two of them there like that, so I can see both of them. Yeah, so there we go. No nausea. So, yeah, no, it's not been nauseous. I've had a feeling like, it's a bit like somebody's watching me, kind of feeling, that sort of anxiety. And I normally don't feel that. I normally feel here I am. I'm here in my room, and I see what's in that. Yes, that's Trace. Yes. Yeah, you're hearing a woman's voice the last few nights. Now, we have also been looking at Solaris Blue Raven is the she's a renowned expert on this now. She's a host on Saturday nights on Revolution Radio, and she has experienced implanted technology plus voice to skull technology, and we have to be very, very careful what we're listening to in our heads. How do we know that the voice in our head isn't somebody trying to blast in? We've heard about the technologies that they've used for many, many years to influence channels, for instance, and they always have this kind of very theatrical, big sort of English voice. So maybe it's the same bloke. You know, it's Ra and all these Seth and all these people. They all have this sort of voice. So yes, it's trying to stay out of boxes. Yeah. So yeah, I would really appreciate some call-ins and feedback on this. I know that I'm not alone, and the more you say it, the more people will come forward. The more people come forward, the more people will then come forward still. I haven't had the voice thing for many years, like listening to a conversation three doors down. I did what on the thing? Trixie. Yes, the solar plexus area is a place where people have been feeling it. Now, everybody's got a different word for the feeling. So, you know, I might say anxiety, and somebody else might say a mild panic. Some people might say an irritation, a sense of irritation. Some people might sense a disturbance. Everybody's got different words for feelings. This is because of Babel. We need to come to terms. All kinds of people are hearing strange tones. And then, strange tones, yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine who lives on the Isle of Orkney this evening, which is, there's a chain of islands just north of Scotland, and, it's really Arctic, just near the Arctic Circle. And he was saying he was hearing a sound that seemed to come from the sky. And then there's, it sounded like a ship's foghorn or something like that. Maybe you've got fillings, Cat, that are picking up radio signals. This is one of the things, you know, you have, alright, so, how does a radio work? Let's just go through how radio works. Radio works with an antenna that is a particular length, and the particular length, like a laser, you know, is a particular size of crystal, or an LED, the length of the piece of crystal creates the frequency, because it's the standing wave of tones that bounce around inside the thing and then resonate if it gets to the edge of it, and that's how lasers work. And then if you have a piece of wire, or you know, a coil or something, or maybe even a lump, it will resonate at a particular frequency. And if, for instance, there's a radio that is badly tuned or is distorting in some way, it produces frequencies that can then be picked up by this. You know, it might be a filling, might be a piece of mercury filling that is just the right size to pick up a particular radio signal. These are they're talking in the microwave band, 2.4 gigahertz, which is the frequency of Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. What is the wavelength of that? I mean, it's tiny. It's in the less than 10 centimeter band, which is what we call microwaves. Less than the, you know, it's coming around to the 1 centimeter band. Getting, that's all right. So that's just testing the Blue Beam sound system. frustrated with conditions out of my control as in how others behave. You can only lead by example. Yeah, well, here's the thing, is that people who are not kind of as aware, as self-aware, as kind of, you know what, you know, people who know themselves. You know, knowing yourself is knowing what you like, knowing what the sounds in your head sound like, you know, all these things, so that you can tell if there's something different. So... So yes, it's a very interesting thing. Giza vibrating, I find interesting. I need coffee in the Rev chat room. Can you give us a link about that Giza vibrating? That's an interesting thing. Has that just started? Vibrations coming out of Giza. So this is something that's coming in the chat room. Rev Radio. Could somebody call in and give us a report? I need coffee. Great, no, I need coffee. 702-879-4770. Or, indeed, whatever it is in Revolution Radio. Here we go. 310-41-4053. That's 310-41-4053. Call in. Speak to me. Freedom Screen 2. Freedom Screen 2 or wallspiritradio.switchboard1, even, just to confuse everybody. Freedom Screen 2, wallspirit.switchboard1. More tea out of favourite mug. That's interesting. An interesting sound just came on my sound system. Meanwhile, so tones in the sky and weird itchy feelings and weird irritated feelings. Perhaps the frequency of the solar plex is being played. Now, I'm not sure. Still not sure if this is an earth-based situation. If the tones, the frequencies are coming from the earth. Like I said, they could be coming from the sun as a result of us moving through a particular area of space that is disturbed. It's like we're walking through a death ray. We're walking through an itchy ray, an anxiety beam. It may be a natural process that is just happens that we got in the way and that it's just not good for us, or that it creates an anxiety in us. Or it could be the expected wave that I've been talking about, that Tracy Kennedy and I have been talking about for the last couple of years. We've been waiting for new energies to arrive. And how would we experience new energies? Yeah. Yeah, right. We'd feel them. We'd feel different. That's the idea, isn't it? We wanted to feel different. Okay, we're feeling different things. Now, one of the things that we get is this overall sense of anxiety. I tend to pick up on that quite a lot. Giza by... Oh, right, from the Dr. Delbert. Yeah, but that's a 1.5 hour... All right, so... There's Wingman... Wingman, hello mate, how you doing?
That's Batman.
That's Batman, I know, but I haven't got a theme tune for Wingman, so it's going to be a variation on Batman, isn't it?
Oh, okay, that's
in it. How you doing, mate?
I've still got a slight London accent in it, yeah. Right, pal. Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Not too bad. I thought I'd chime in there. With regards to what you were saying, you know how people say the Earth's vibration is changing. I tend to think it's more an individualistic thing. It's the individuals on mass, perhaps, or slight mass that actually move through the Earth as opposed to an Earth. So, and I got that kind of affirmation from someone called Bashar, who's one of the few channelers. I think, who else favours him? I think Steve.
Oh, yeah, Steve's a major Bashar fan.
Yeah.
But he's still one of these very theatrical-sounding English-type sort of voices.
Oh, he's
a sort
wonderful.
Of voice of authority, and with a little bit of humour, kind of thing.
With a little bit of humour, exactly. And that's a big part of it as well, I think. But, yeah, so I tend to favour the fact that as the individual changes, it's the individual that moves through a higher... dimensional or higher frequency Earth, and that's what Bashar proposes as well, and I like that because I do agree with the holographic nature of things, and if that is the case, then the world would also be holographic, obviously, and it stands to reason that one would move through the various Earths to get to one's destination. But one of the quite amazing things he said was that as you lose your attachment to the things that connect you with the kind of materialistic aspects of Earth, and to some extent, you know, one's baggage, then the things that used to be an interruption would just kind of fade away, you know, into the distance as you move up through these layers.
The trick to that is what is called non-attachment, because if you're attached, you won't be able to move through these layers. It's allowing those attachments to not become that important anymore. You know, sometimes if you discover that, you know, there's a whole scam going on in politics and it's not what you thought it was, you can move beyond it and start making direct changes in the world. See what I mean?
Well, having been a chatter for some time in various websites and chat rooms and things, I have noticed people that have become so entrenched in viewing the kind of malevolent, dirty, grime aspects of society, so much so that they've become, it's become their ambrosia, and they've become kind of doom mongers, and they get their ambrosial hit, their ambrosial ego hit from continually conversing about the doom. And I think that's an attachment and a serious one if you're not careful, you know, what you're doing with regards to, you know?
Yeah, it's an addiction to fear porn.
I think so. Yeah. I think it could become a vacuum of sorts, you know, so that you become it to some extent if you're not careful.
Well, it's like anything. Hey, look, I heard a great one the other day. Today's feelings become tomorrow's reality. How about that?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so that kind of reminds me of the sort of thing. Well, actually, I was listening to...
it's probably from Bashar. I don't know.
No, I was listening to Terence McKenna. You've heard of him.
Terence, yeah.
Yeah. it's impossible to do his accent. Or he's quite unique as a character. But, you know, he was talking about... I love listening to him because he's a reminder of... You know, when I swerve off the path, so to speak, he kind of brings me back on track and reminds me of you know, my priorities should be. And he talks about, you know, things like, and I agree with him to some extent, to a large extent, with regards to pushing the boundaries of what is normality and what is reality. And you know, I think if you play it safe all the time, then how can you know how big your bubble is? How can you know where the edges of your bubble are? And he talks about how people are kind of dead, waiting to wake up. In other words, they think that it's all about the afterlife and getting to the afterlife, and then you wake up, which kind of inadvertently means one is, that approach means you're kind of the Walking Dead waiting to come alive. If you
well,
see
I mean, in a court situation, that's actually true. Actually, it's something. Who was talking about it? I think it was Eva or Kimmery last night, saying that if you put in, if you actually place a will, you know, your like the last will and testament, you put your will in, it means you're an alive human being, and until you have, you're dead. You know, until you express your will, you're a dead being. That's a really interesting way of looking at it, and you know, it's a,
well, another interesting
paperwork. I'm just useless at that sort of thing.
Another interesting thing is one part of what you said, express your will. You know, because I think not enough of us are doing that, and the more of us that do that and resist the counterintuitive programming that is imposed upon us by the control mechanisms that exist, and I feel are designed to keep you dumbed down, keep you asleep, and thereby perpetuate the income streams going towards the elite. Until we fight those counterintuitive programs, then we will not be able to realize our will and manifest our will. And of course, the biggest part of that, I think, is fear. Fear to explore, fear to experiment, fear to be jovial and spontaneous. Oh my God, look, there's someone over there being spontaneous. Arrest him, knock him up, put him in an insane institution or something, you know. Oh boy, makes me laugh.
So, have you felt these weird feelings last few days? Have you felt a sense of a slight sense of anxiety that is slightly unfamiliar to the way you normally feel anxious?
Yeah, but it's hard for me. That's often for me. So it's like, yeah, more so than normal. Yeah, yeah. More so than normal. And I guess it's... I think it's a frustration of sorts. It's I want to manifest something, but it's hard to do that. It's hard to know what to do. It's hard to know where to go. It's hard to know who to call upon, the flock. It's hard to, I don't know how to call the flock, you know, if it's a case of that. I don't know how to call the like minds to create the momentum to gravitate towards what was the line I used earlier, manifesting our will.
Well, you know? You start with small things. I mean, it really does go... I mean, I would totally recommend... when you wake up in the morning, this is what I do. When I wake up in the morning, it's not always the morning. It's a morning PSD, but not here. You know, I do my ablutions and then go back to bed and just sit in my bed and... I'm thankful for the day. You know, I say thank you for the day and things like that. And... consider things that I might want to manifest during that day. You know, I might want to have a couple of friends come round. I might need somebody to bring some shopping round for me or something like that. And lo and behold, sometimes I can even consider specific people, and they'll contact me during the day. I hardly have to phone people these days. It's really quite cool. So
I wake up and I go. Oh, bloody hell, Groundhog Day. That's what I do. Which probably doesn't help.
Well, this is it. I mean, like I say, today's feelings are tomorrow's reality. So if you start, I mean, I really, you know, okay, so look, Here we go. Can we try an experiment, Wingman, right? Try an experiment. Write a little note to yourself. Just say thank you. You know, put it by the side of your bed so that when you wake up in the morning, instead of going, oh, God, yeah, think of something that you love. Someone that you love that is in your life. Something that you love. Whatever it is. Something that will give you that nice positive feeling to start the day with.
Lobster?
Lobster. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm thankful for lobster.
Well.
I must admit.
Is lobster a kind of drug or something?
Well, when I eat it, yeah.
All right. All right. So, lobster as in claws is that something you eat a lot?
No, but it reminds me of one of the lines in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which says, thank you for all the fish. My line would be, thank you for all the lobster.
Lobster, one of Earth's delights.
I think so. But, you know, you were asking if I've felt anything recently. Something this last week, it's been very strange. Normally I have the TV on in the background whilst I'm doing something on the internet, whether it's work or whatever related. And I'll be typing in a certain word, and that word, I'll hear that word on the TV, or I'll be doing something, messing around, doing something, picking something up, and like I was threading something, and as I was trying to unstitch something, unstitch a little loop, I heard the word loop suddenly come on, just as I was like thinking about what I was doing, and the amount that's happening a lot.
the synchronicities, that really, I tell you, yes, absolutely, I agree, Wingman. Synchronicities are happening like once every hour, more than that.
It is.
And it used to be, you know, like a few years ago, said to you, I had a really good synchronicity today, and like one thing happened, and it was synchronous. And this is, again, one of the things that the people have been talking about. And yes, Davey, I think that the 2012 figure was like the moment that they cut the ribbon to open the building, the moment that our reality started to dissolve, and it's like somebody's taken the escapement off the mainspring, and it's getting faster and faster and faster. So taking the escapement off the mainspring is a term of clockwork. I don't know if anybody remembers a clockwork clock, but the escapement is the thing that allows it to go and not go
right.
So it's like the mainspring that has been winding up for years and years and years, instead of being slowly meted out, is the thing that tempers it down, that slows it down, is being taken away, and time is now speeding up, and here we are, and we're having synchronicities. Now, synchronicity, according to my guest Nancy Hopkins, synchronicity is you. You create synchronicities. It's not the universe. It's the you in the universe that is making the synchronicity happen. It's to remind you of you, that you are the you behind the you, and not just the you sitting there as a meat suit.
I partially agree with what you're saying, but as a personal thing, I tend to steer away from the it's all you type of thing. Type of mentality, because I like the diversity. I like the fact that I can look at someone else and say, that's a different aspect, that's a different personality. I like that fragmentation, that side of things. And so I kind of wince a little bit when no disrespect, but I kind of wince a little bit when someone says, you know, we're all one and that kind of thing, and it's all you.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that your soul connection, creates the synchronicities.
Oh, okay.
Very different. No, right. Really different. Yeah, yeah. Like your expression is your expression is magical. And it's like some part of us is creating this Truman world, you know, for our meat suit, because it knows that the meat suit is like a chicken, and it panics. Yeah. I'm discovering things about chickens. I'm discovering also things about, like, common phrases, like hackles rising and things like that. Pecking order. It's all about chicken world. Yeah.
What can you tell us about that terminology?
Pecking order.
Pecking order, yeah.
Well, basically, the biggest chicken will peck all the little ones until unknown phone number. Until they, you know, basically they will relentlessly fight until the last one comes out dominant, and then when that one gets older and weaker. And then another one will kick it right out, another rooster. So, you know, we used to have this... hang on. Oh, no, sorry, don't... call back, please. Sorry about that. When did I disappear? There's Wingman. Sorry, Wingman. Sorry about that. Somebody called in, and it all went awry. Unknown phone number. Bizarre. Anyway, so where
maybe
was
it? Maybe it was the big chicken.
The big chicken. So yeah. So they have these. Let's call it rooster fights. Roosters tend to fight. There we go. Oh no, I can't bring you in. That's weird. I can't bring this caller in. Let's see if the number. That's not going to work. Okay.
Do you want me to hang out momentarily?
No, you're fine. Did you called into Revolution Radio, did you?
No, I called you. Maybe that's why.
Oh. No, but I mean, it should come in.
Shouldn't make a difference.
Anyway, where was I?
Pecking order. So the big chicken pecks
the big little, you know, and there literally is an order. And they do peck at each other in order to establish that order of who's dominant. You know, it's a real, it's not a dog eat dog world. It's a pecking order.
Yeah, pecking order. It's
literally
a
pecking order, and they peck each other, just at the front, down at the back of the spine, right just before the tail goes up. And it's obviously a sensitive place, you know. And they're horrible. You know, they really can be nasty with each other. And I've got this red chicken that is just slightly bigger than my little greys. And just slightly bigger is enough to make it's like, oh, I'm... And they're all hens. They're all girls. It's not a male thing. These are girls. So, you hear about hen-pecked. You hear about a hen-pecked husband. You know, hens will peck at something until... They just won't stop until you take them away from it. You know, put them in a box and they'll stop pecking at something, but they'll just keep pecking.
I tell you what I find quite fascinating about hens and chickens is the gyroscopic nature of their head. Especially if you tilt them. If you tilt their head, move
right.
The body up and down
right.
And tilt their head, it doesn't move. It's spooky. It's quite incredible. Where? I mean, that is some engineering, really. I know it's just the chicken. I know it's tasty, but the engineering behind the gyroscopic nature of its head movement is incredible. Really is.
That's very funny and very true.
I mean, that's clever design. That is clever design, I think. And of course, some evolutionists might say that's accidental or through random mutation. But you know, I'm a big proponent of desire built into each genetic generation, desire of the species to improve upon their own current experiences and design. I think that's a big part of genetic mutation. As well as random mutation, but I don't think that is the be-all end-all, personally. Your opinion?
Yes, well, there's... Oh, hang on, I've got to take this tinfoil. Oh, wow.
But yeah, I just thought I'd throw that in, because, I don't know, that's just my own thoughts on it.
Mm. Well, thank you for your thoughts, Wingman. Right, there's people that are wanting to join the call, and let's see... there's Justin. Oh, that's Justin saying.
The more the merrier.
Have a quick transfer and you can still do... Right, okay. There's something new about Skype. Okay, so if Kat can give me her number... lost sound. Have you lost sound? Right.
Okay.
There we go. The file transfer's coming in. Right, so I've got some... Skype update coming in here. I don't know what's that about. Hope it's not going to destroy the number. Meanwhile, we have... just enough time for a break. We're going to be going for a break any second now, so I'm probably going to have to shut down all Skype and everything like that. Wingman, thanks very much for joining me for this first hour. Have you got a website?
No, I haven't. I used to have, but it was a bit ambitious and didn't really go in the direction I would have wanted it to. So I'm website-less at the moment.
Alright.
Are you?
I've been building several sites. My first, the favourite one, is 7rays.info, SevenRays. I've been building them up this week. There we go. And www.everbeyondradio.com. Everbeyondradio.com. Yeah, that's my website. That's my new one. Building up just as we speak. Armed with his sacred tinfoil hat, our intrepid explorer started his way into the beginning of another 1 hour of weirdness. And, well, anyways, here, so Journeys with JP, yes, indeed, on Revolution Radio Studio B, listener supported, you all know the score. Pop some coins into the box, and everybody will be very happy, and we'll continue to have Revolution Radio working for you round the clock, not sleeping. It's great getting more and more people from the east of the planet, and so as the thing revolves, we're being able to cover you with great deals of truth and lots of interesting shows. Great kudos going to all the support staff here, Kat and Vaubert and Justin and Tom and all these people and Mike and then of course some kudos going to Dave and LT over in Wolf Spirit Radio and Gary and Ben at No Borders Radio. So big kudos going out to everybody except No Borders Radio is not actually hearing you. My headphones are so. So yes, tinfoil hats at the ready. We are being bombarded somehow with some kind of energy, some kind of frequency. Is it a weapon? I'm not sure. Is it a natural phenomenon? I'm still not sure. There is something different. It doesn't feel like me. That's what everybody's feeling. It doesn't feel like me. It feels like it's coming from outside. It's not like something's coming from inside of me. It feels like something is impinging on my frame, something in my field, but not from me. And at the same time, as we were saying with Wingman, the amount of synchronicities that are happening. Now, when I say synchronicities happen because of you, I'm directly saying, you know, people say that we manifest our reality, but what our problem is that we have the same feelings all the time, so we have the same reality all the time. So it's when you're able to change your feelings that your realities can change. And of course the powers that be know that and create these situations like some kind of beam and some kind of false flag activity that puts everybody into a state of anxiety. An example, I mean, there was one feeling, and this is the weirdest thing, is that on 9/11, I was sitting in Britain, and there were a few Americans, because I was in a community, I was working in Findhorn community at the time, and there are quite a few American people there, and so that when that went off, I got this incredible sense of love and sympathy that seemed to be sort of flowing around the air in the atmosphere, community atmosphere, and it was odd because that was just before the Twin Towers went down, you know, because of, obviously, it was an afternoon. It was sometime in the afternoon for us. It was not early in the morning. And so it was a different atmosphere in which it was received. And I, you know, I was feeling this very strong sense of love and caring and blessing. Yet at the same time, there was this terrible thing going on. So I don't know, is it me? It's a weird thing. But one of the things that people have been experiencing recently, as I was saying with Wingman, is that people have been experiencing synchronicity. Now, what is synchronicity? Now, who knows? Oh, it could be anything. But Nancy Hopkins, who has been on the show several times now, on her site and in her book, Cosmic Reality, has a cosmic theory, cosmic rule, that synchronicities are things that you create by your desire. So, for instance, if you you may see the corner of an old photograph, and on that corner of an old photograph you might see an old friend there, and you might think of that old friend, and then later that day that friend thinks of you. That friend calls you and say, "Oh, funny, I was thinking about you today." Now, where did that start? Was it started by the person, by the old friend that was in the photograph, or was it started by just me noticing that corner of the photograph and the whole series of events happened from there? What is the causality to that? Yes, Kat, do try and call again. What is the thing that started that? Was that my noticing, or was it that other person thinking of me that made me notice that photo in the corner? This is an interesting question. It bears consideration, because we often think of causality as in one direction, whereas sometimes it's not. Right, okay, let's see. Or add to conference call. Yes, there we go. Hello, is that Kat?
Yes, it is. Hi.
There you go. Hello.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good. So, you finally got us on. You finally got on.
Yeah, am I on right now?
You are live on the air, Kat.
Okay, be sweet to me, because I need, if you want to get any recent information off me, you have to ask me questions, because I can't get things straight a lot of times, because I've had so much happen. No, really, I'm being honest, I've had so much happen in my life, and a lot of stuff is just like a mixmaster in my head. So.
Yes. So, let's talk about the feeling in the solar plexus. How were you experiencing this? You said you were feeling this. First of all, what was your feeling of it? And then second of all, what did your mind, because our minds make up a story about it. Where did your mind put that feeling, put the cause of that?
Are you talking about recently?
Yes, in the last couple of days.
Okay. A bit of anxiety, which I have anyway, but just sitting there, I've always heard voices, and God, I hate to say that. Anyway, I've always had music and voices. That's like, and I can feel something happening. I know it's happening. I can feel vibrations. I think it's probably from the earth. I don't know if it's earthquakes or something, a prelude to anything, but. I used to have a lot of, I had a couple of tones in my left ear. I had a high-pitched tone and a low-bass tone, and my right ear was Morse code. I had that for quite a long time. That kind of, I told them to bugger off after a while, because after a few years. And now I'm hearing, I'm getting the vibrations again more so, and I'm hearing, it's like somebody's outside my window. And I can hear, it's mostly a woman's voice, and I can hear, it's like a conversation you can't quite hear, because it's like two or three doors down, but you can make out some words, you know, something's happening. I actually been gone outside to look, or looked out my window, there's nothing happening. So wherever it is, I don't know. Okay, so this is something that's been happening to me pretty well as long as I remember. but recently it's gotten more so. So, whatever, I don't know. I know I have somebody living in my kitchen. I can't see them over there. Get lots of noises. They don't cook me anything. But they're, you know, I don't know what to say.
I got a sense that you're quite clairvoyant, and so you're seeing and perceiving things that are beyond what most people would accept as being there.
Always.
Yeah, so...
Not just, you know, it's just something I don't have any control over. It's just my life, and I'm used to it, and it's not scary or anything. I mean, I certainly have had a couple of pretty scary experiences. It's been quite a while, but I've been feeling something in the last. It's probably more than 2 or 3 days. It's probably been more like a week actually, because I don't have a time thing. I have a really hard time with time. I don't relate to time. I don't get time.
All right. How about over the new moon? Because that's what we've just had, a new moon.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, slightly that they're all in line. All these full moons are in line. We're still kind of laying on a flat plane between the sun and the earth and everything. So, although you're getting all these eclipses and things like that, and this special full moon.
Yeah. Well, you know, the feeling I get from it is things are bleeding together, which they always have been, but things are really starting to bleed together more, and. It's just kind of, for me, it's just a daily thing, so I'm okay with it. But for some people, I think it's really going to be difficult because they can't comprehend what's happening. I'm okay with it.
Well, I don't feel... Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about it. You've heard people talking about it. You know, you've been listening to Wolf Spirit and to Revolution for a while.
I don't listen. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't listen to too many places. I don't do too many things. I don't belong to anything. It's basically myself, and I just go with what my guts tell me, and you know, and that's the way it is. So how far that goes, I don't know. I just know where it takes me. If you can understand that, you know.
Sure. I mean, we've all got, this is the journey, this is the program, the journey, journeys, and so this is what it's about. This is how each one of us is experiencing the same thing in a unique way. And that's what this show is about, to show that, but also to help model a way of making a way through it that is less and less painful, because we're learning what you know, where those paths might lead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't feel any pain or like fear. I just I do have an anxiety problem, which I've had for ever, but it's actually I think it's getting a little bit less, and I've come to the conclusion that I really don't know much of anything, and I'm good with that. You know,
yeah, you don't have to know everything. You don't have to know everything. You can know people who know everything.
No, I tried. Believe me, I'm almost 66, and I've tried for years to know everything. Tried. Not going to happen. Nobody's ever going to have it happen. The dots are never going to connect for everybody. It's just not going to work that way. But we do know something big is coming. It's happening now, and I'm kind of actually kind of excited about it. Because it's got to be a hell of a lot better than what's happening right now.
Well,
that's the way I'm.
Okay. So you've got a feeling of excitement about something.
Yeah,
do you have
basically
a feeling? Is that something new? Because, like I'm saying, everybody's experiencing this feeling, and they've got a different name for it and a different experience of it. Like, you know, you might feel it as an impending doom, or you might feel it as a coming excitement. Some sort of build-up thing.
Yeah, more excitement. A little bit of doom occasionally. I can find myself doing that, and I just say, hey, cut that out. And, you know, I go back to my, hey, this is going to get a lot better than it is right now, because it can't get a hell of a lot worse. Well, it can, actually, but...
don't count on that. But it does, I mean, I agree. It does feel like a low point. It does feel like a nadir in human society. You know, what we're seeing now, what's coming out in the news about the people that we trusted have completely betrayed us. You know, the banks, doctors, politicians, everybody, all that. You know, they're all pedophiles. They're all nasty. They're all.
I never trusted any of them anyway, so I've never had a problem with that. So I think they're all assholes anyway, but. Every one of them. I'm speaking of all the above that you just said. So that has never been a problem for me. I've always been. But I know there's. I've been hearing noises too. Like about 2 weeks ago, I heard a really loud crash, like a kind of a crash. I heard it in the kitchen too. That was another time. But outside, and I went out. Nothing happening. But it was. I thought it was a car crash or something. Nothing. There was nothing. And I heard it in my kitchen one night. It was really loud. I was like, what the heck is going on? It wasn't scary, but it was something that had never happened here before. So, whatever. Like I say, things are bleeding through, you know, together.
Yeah, like everything's happening all at the same time.
Yeah, basically, that's the way I look at it. You know, there's a few things that can happen right now, and the way I look at it is, people say, well, what do you believe? And I just say, well, we're just going to have to find out and wait until it happens. Because nobody knows. I know that. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows the day or the hour, as they say. Serious.
No, no. Yeah, or the sequences. There's going to be like a whole shitload of sequences happening, and it could all happen at once. It could happen within a few years. Personally, I think it's really pretty close for my own feeling. I can just feel it in my, like you're saying, my solar plexus. I can feel the tightness, the energy, and I just go about my daily life and carry on. I'm not going to live in fear, and I hope nobody else has to either, because that's not a good way to live.
Yeah, so here's the thing, and this is something that if each and every person who is listening to this, who has been feeling the anxiety the last couple of days, were to be able to somehow release the anxiety as, this isn't mine, I don't have that. This is being projected onto me from the outside. And get back to who you are. You know, breathe into your heart center and everything like that. If we can all do it, what that does, this is like two votes. One vote is that you're not voting. Another vote is that you're voting for somebody else. I.e. that your energy, rather than being in fear, that is being siphoned off. It's like Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, well, they're not getting mine anymore.
Because what we can do, we can produce a toxic substance to them.
Yep.
And we know what that is.
Yeah.
So, when we breathe love into these feelings, so we basically, rather than trying to hold ourselves away from this feeling of anxiety, just allow it to pass through you and realize that it's just like somebody's playing a beam on you, and then it will just pass through. It's not you. It's not yours. And if we do that, we unfund the dark side.
Yeah, well, some of it is yours. I mean, you got to face it. I mean, we're human beings. We do have these feelings, but a lot of it is exterior. We know that. And you just have to walk through it. And basically say, screw it, I'm going to do it, and you're not getting me, I'm going to keep on going forward. And you know what, people have been trying to take me down, not just people, but whatever, for years and years. You know what, I'm still standing. And I'm going to continue to keep standing. And that's just the way it goes for me. maybe not other people, but, you know, that's my view on it. You just have to keep getting up and going forth.
I need coffee. Again, I love that one. It says it's important that we lay...
What did you say?
Okay, I said I'm just reading that the name of this person is called I Need Coffee. It's not a statement of need because I don't use coffee. coffee. It's important that we lay in silence at least once a day to locate and then shed whatever's incoming. So that may be something you can do. You know, just see if you can lay in a very quiet place, even or sit. Perhaps even if the only place you can get some peace and quiet is in the bathroom. You know, just lock the damn door, you know, and just spend a minute or so just breathing, listening to your heartbeat, all of those things, you know, just like tune into your body. What does your body want you to do? What does your body need to do today?
My body pretty well, I listen to my body because I know what my body's telling me that's actually, I do spend a lot of time alone because I need that, but I also do have my social times, but it's with certain people that I feel like I can actually trust them to not, you know, take advantage of me, et cetera, you know. So it's hard to even get sleep sometimes because even when you go to sleep, you're still getting stimulated in one way or another. You know, that can go a lot of different directions. But the bathroom, yeah, that's the, not really. I don't really have any great little cavey hole I can go to be alone. I have my little cave here. I do it. I lock my door. And if I have my mental health days, I shut my curtains almost, and I write, I think, and I've had a lot of... that's another thing I wanted to mention. I've had a lot of things... it's incredible, like a download or something. I don't know what it is. But I didn't write anything down. I didn't have my voice recorder. And a lot of stuff was just... I was being slammed. And I don't remember most of it, but I know it's still there because that's my justice file. It's still in there. It's just that I don't remember most of it. But I was getting some really cool stuff. Like, just great stuff. It felt good, you know. It felt like I was learning something and I was getting some knowledge. I don't remember most of it. I wished I would have written it down. Didn't. But it's still there.
That's what we call downloads these days. It's something that people seem to be experiencing. They're going through an altered state of consciousness. They get a revelation, and they come back from it, but they can't explain the revelation because there's nothing. There's nothing to ground the two feelings, the feeling of like normality and the feeling, and it's like completely being tuned into a different. Radio station.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can't explain something you can't explain. It's unexplainable. I mean, to you can get it in your head, but to try to relate it to somebody else, not going to happen. Unless somebody is really in the zone with you, which is like I've never really had happen. So I know it probably does happen. I'm just not fortunate enough to have somebody to relate that way, you know. I would like to, but...
Well, you know, thankfully, these days, we've got TV shows like Fringe and these things that show these altered realities for people. That give you a handle to say, hang on, I know that feeling. Or you go to... You watch a film and, you know, like Inception. Have you seen Inception?
Yes.
Yeah, and the idea that when you're in the next dream level, that time stretches out. Now we got an idea of what dimensions are. You know, when they talk about the fourth dimension, third dimension, like waking up from the third dimension is like waking up from a dream that you're in But being actually realizing that you're asleep and awake at the same time in the fourth dimension.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know what that feels like. Yeah, I've had a lot of that too, like the wake sleep thing. But yeah, I'm starting to lose it. I'm going to get my head's going off.
Well, yeah, maybe you could get. Have you got a tinfoil hat, Cat?
Yeah. Well, actually,
the cat in the tinfoil hat. Huh?
I had a real cool one. I made it. It was really great. It looked like a swan, like they do in the hotels. So with the towels. It was pretty awesome, actually. I got a picture of it.
Excellent.
We had a bit of a contest. Anyway, yeah, it's pretty interesting. Life's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had a really... I don't know anybody really here. I see them online here, but I don't know most of the names. My name's Kat. I've had a pretty interesting life. I mean, I've had a life of, what do you call it? Stuff that most people probably would not understand. You people, yes. Other people, no. You know, I can, it's been pretty interesting for sure. Yep.
I mean, what sort of direction are we talking? Are we talking, do you have military connections?
Not sure on that one yet.
Okay, do you have...
My family, yes. My dad was deeply into, I hate to use the word UFO, but I can't think of anything else right now, but UFO, he had blue book stuff. Was it Blue Book?
The old Project Blue Book.
Yeah, the phony crap that the government put out. But he had some of that stuff, and I used to read that. And he had a big... I was brought up in a family. The whole house was lined with books, and my dad had a whole UFO section and the whole works and all the Nazi stuff and the Mein Kampf and everything. I mean, it was just crazy, and this is what I was brought up with, and this is what my life has been, and it's just been pretty wild ride, actually, but just, I'm used to it. Anybody out there that's listening can understand. I mean, probably lots of people have the same experiences.
Yeah, and the thing is, generally, people like that, like this, have experiences that they can't explain to the people that they normally see on the street or that they work with or that this or that, because you'd look like a loony. And nobody wants to look like a loony. Everybody needs, you know, apart from me, I don't mind looking like a loony.
I don't either because I have
one of those attitudes, the sort of finger-pointing thing. finger-pointing in the air the other way. Anyway, but in a very gentle way. It's very sweet. But basically, we're all subject to these pressures. And it's something we're... No, I've lost the thread.
Time.
We are talking about synchronicities. See, there's so many, like you're saying, there's so many things to talk about. I've been talking to quite a few people today, and it's like, where do I start? One thing I want to bring in, and it's an amazing piece of news for UK people... Brothers and sisters in the UK, today, or the last few days, let me see if I've got the thing, it was today that the QEG, the Quantum Electric Generator, was started up, or it's been the last few days that the QEG has been started up in the UK, which means that we now have a working over Unity engine in public view, open source. Thank you, Dr. M.T. Keshe. So there's another one. They're popping up all over the world, and they are changing reality because it's doing something that they say you can't do. And it's not because you can't do it. It's because they don't want you to do it. So they're telling you not how to do it.
Well, they're all with them. Somebody tells me not to do something, I'm going to do it. If it's right, I'm going to do it. That's it. That's me, you know, salmon swimming upstream. But anyway, it's good to come into the room or wherever and just talk to people that can understand or have a clue. Because I, you know, really to talk to anybody out in the real world, I call the real world out my window, it's like, it's not there. I'm alone. I feel alone here, you know, but it's really great that I can actually talk to people that understand, that have that within themselves, that knowledge, and that inner knowing, you know, stuff. And that's really good. That's very healing for me because it's really very hard sometimes, but that's the way it goes. You just carry on.
Well, you know, what's great is that you come to places like this, which are beacons for people who are looking for something new. They know there's something around, you know. So, well, hang on, revolutions. Oh, that's a bit weird. You know, but maybe it's not what I want, but it might be something towards what I want. Maybe it's evolution I want, you know, evolution radio. So, and, you know, I have to say, Kat, I don't know if you're checking the chat room, but there's a lot of support here for your perspective.
Oh, that's nice, yeah. Well, you know, the way I look at it is, I lost my train of thought. There I go. Gone. I lose time a lot. Like, it's just, I can't do time. It's just not there for me.
Doing time. Yeah. Well, yeah, here's the thing. Your soul ray is tuned in. But are you in a place that is like a Bible belt or something like that?
Ooh. Bingo.
All right. Okay. So you're surrounded by a lot of illusory thinking.
Oh, big.
And you're naturally, as you're 2-7, your rays are 2-7-4, and that you're naturally, you're going to go with the flow, and kind of, you may have, maybe in the past, have compromised for a quiet life, but there are things more and more that you're sensing as out of order. That are causing you distress. It's a bit like, you know it's like these OCD things on Facebook, you know, it's like there's a brick that is one step out and it just drives you mad. That things like that seem to be driving you more and more mad. You seem more and more sensitive to that disharmony. Is that making sense to you?
Well, actually, you know, I've come to the point with this kind of, I don't wish to stomp on anybody's sensibilities, but the religion thing, no way. And that this is, I live in a complex where there's a lot of professing Christians and not, you know what I mean? You know that story? Yeah, anyway, so I just deal with it. I live my life, and so I try to learn as much as I can, and I realize I don't know much of anything anymore, but I'm okay with that. You know, like my idea of God, I don't use the word God, and you know, a lot of people are really frilly about that, and they're frippy and frothy and get their knickers in a knot, but I'm just gonna, my point right now, my life, almost 66, I'm going to find out when it happens. And that's where I'm at. And I'm good with that, you know. I just go through my day and I hear things and I see things and I can see energy coming off of the trees, and I can see things that people don't see, and I, you know, that's another story. And people don't understand that. I'm not speaking about the people in the rooms, but the people in the general populace, like the numb above the ears ones, type of thing, you know, green goo between the ears.
So green goo. Tell us about the green goo.
Pardon me?
Tell us about the green goo, Kat.
The green goo? The green goo are people that are just bloody dumb. The people that are robots and the sheeples and the non-viable people, the people that just are nasty and don't have anything between their ears. It's green goo. They just get shuffled around and they don't have a clue. They just repeat what they've heard, and I deal with them every day. Ugh. Anyway, it's a character building experience.
Well, do you have any devices in terms of things like Orgonite or Shungite or pyramids or things that you can use to ground or re-energize yourself? Do you have anything like that?
I do, but I don't. My whole life, I've never belonged to anything. I've never joined anything. I've never had any work done. There was a couple of things I did body wise, but that was, you know, whatever. Anyway, what did you ask me? I got lost.
Well, it's about your environment, Michelle is saying she wonders if you're there to help balance the energy that you're absorbing.
Yes,
a lot. You're actually, as a 7-4, you're there to harmonize.
I know.
By reorganizing.
Yes.
Right? Do you know what organization is about?
Yeah, that's my job.
That's your job. Right. So
that's why I'm here. I know that.
So
my balance energies.
Yes. Yeah. So it would behoove you to understand the seven rays, because it may help you understand what energies that you may, I mean, as with your rays and at your age, you will certainly have had a lot of experience, and you can probably almost see people as colors, and that you come across people who are unpleasant colors. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
And so you can use that perception to step aside when the energy comes towards you, or, you know, basically treat it as a reality that you're seeing this stuff.
Yeah.
And have confidence in your ability to reorder it. And you can use things a ceremony, like making little altars, or putting stones, or putting crystals down, or making arrangements. Do you do stuff like that?
I was going to do that, you know what, but I'm really not into ceremonies or
it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about what you don't think you can't do.
I've never been into that. I do have crystals. I don't. I know they're there. I know where they are. I touch them once in a while, and it's pretty well all just a gut thing, my instinct, and you know. And I've always had, which my mother had too, and my daughter has also. I can see people for their transparency. It takes about 2 seconds. I know who's real and who's not. And I'm not speaking about just the way they talk or anything like that. You can just tell.
Yeah, people, you're reading people's energy. I mean, this is what I talk about on my shows a lot, is reading people's energy. And it's a real thing, and it's just as real as being able to define the chord of C-sharp in the musical world. It's just...
I don't know about music.
Well, it's the same ability as being able to say, that's vermilion, that's burgundy.
Oh, I see.
Okay. You see? All right, I'll talk to you in color. All right. Being fourth ray, you'll communicate in color, and with the seventh ray, you'll be communicating in form. So we can talk about cubes and metacubes, and do you know what tetrahedrons are about?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know a lot about that.
This would be good if you could. I tell you, a really good thing to do for your soul energy, is to make geometric forms. You know, you can get like bamboo, or even pipe cleaners, or making shapes like pyramids and
freeform.
Yeah, and have you ever made a Metatron's cube?
No.
Or the double tetrahedron?
No.
No? Look it up, Merkaba. Okay.
No, I know about all this, but it's like I said, like I was just saying, I've never gotten into any of this stuff because there's just it just didn't gel with me at the time, and it still doesn't. I know it's there. Mm-hmm. I know it's part of the puzzle, but it's something I haven't jumped into.
Okay. Here's the thing, Kat. Here's the thing. All right, because we're running out of time, and I want to give you this. Right. I want to give you this because. All right, so what I'm hearing is that, I know that you have a seventh-ray soul that is itching to form, okay? So I want you to just go and do something that is really playful, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you've got to take an attitude of, like, things that you'd love to do if you were five, you know? So if you can get some bamboo sticks and some glue and make things, get some sticks, make them all the same length, and see what you can make with them.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah,
I used to be into art and stuff like that, creating stuff. I'm fairly decent writer.
Yeah, you've got a lot of what people would call talent. The fourth ray in the personality creates a beauty. All through your life, you either, you know, carry it, like you're good looking, often great eyebrows, people with fourth grade personalities. I'm not joking, you know, it's like that. Wow.
I know, I'm just laughing.
Your expression is of the Ray 2 monad and your Ray 7 soul, right? That's the inside force of you. And you need to do things that you love doing. That's what the soul's about, because the nature of soul is love. It's not just an old sort of 70s rap thing. It's like the nature of soul is love. Love is the energy that the soul is made from. Like
I was just thinking of this last night. I don't know what brought it on, but I was watching something or heard something or I was thinking something. Somebody had a real passion, and I love seeing passion in people. And I used to have a real passion for two or three things. And right now, and it used to be learning, but I kind of evened out about 3 years ago. It's like, oh, geez, you know, I'm kind of like not really learning much. It's just the same old crap. But I would like to have the passion back. And my real passion in life was horses, you know, big time. Like, it was incredible. And I would like to be able to find a passion again, because that's where your life springs from. In my world, you know, that's how I see it. You got to have passion. You can't just walk through life and be dead. You have to have that dream. People say, why do you think that? Why do you have dreams? Why do you smile so much? Why do you laugh? Because I'm happy. And I have dreams. Well, they're not going to come true. Well, maybe they will.
They only come true if you make them come true. And if you make them come true, you're expressing your will. So, brothers and sisters, in the conclusion to this last 2 years, no matter what the frequencies are going on around you, no matter what energies appear to be impinging on you, just keep expressing your will. And that means doing something like a five-year-old, because five-year-olds are all about will. They're just learned ability.
If you knew me, that you just said the thing. I'm 66 years old, but I can act like I'm 12. I like having fun. I like laughing. People think I'm an idiot. I'm not the village idiot. I like having fun. I like taking myself lightly. I like having fun with people. I like playing with people. People don't get that. I don't understand how people do not get that. But anyway, so that's another story also. But, you have to play. Play in your mind. You have to play with people you can play with, you know, and be honest and innocent with them and be true. And when you get that truthfulness, that if you don't have the truthfulness, and trust, you have nothing. There's nothing there. And honesty, integrity, all the good stuff. That's my view anyway. I like it.
Excellent. I'm just going back to something that I was talking about earlier, which is the link for the QEG. The QEG is the quantum electric generator, and there's a link to Hope Girl's YouTube page, which is basically the UK QEG has resonance, and you can see it. They start this thing up. What it is, I mean, there's a certain amount of sophistication to it, because it'll only happen at the right place, at the right frequency. But what happens is that it's a bit like when your guitar, you got an electric guitar and it goes into feedback, like Jimi Hendrix, you know, he could play a note and it would just sing and get louder. And it just wails and wails and wails and wails. And that's what we call having resonance. And this is what's happened with the quantum electric generator, which is basically a motor driving another motor that is wired as a generator that is wired to run the motor again. And when you get it running at the right frequency and the two things are tuned into each other, there's this feedback effect that overcomes the friction of the pulley and loads of other things, and produces way more energy than goes in. But it's got to be oriented in the right magnetic dimension and everything like that. All these good things go on to make what is essentially like a feedback situation. And that produces over unity. It produces more energy in. And, you know, you get the thing going, and then you can pull the mains out. And it will continue running and continue generating. What do they have? They had about a dozen light bulbs, you know. So what's that? The 2,000 watts or something like that. And that's pretty good, coming off a couple of motors. Makes a bit of a noise, but you generally have power stations away from your house. Cat.
Interesting.
So I've just posted those links into the chat room there.
I see that. I just looked down.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. I like to at least learn a few things a day, you know, whatever it is.
Wow, that's a good one. Jen's just come in and said, what about organite furniture and art? Yeah, it'd probably be very good to build, if you've got energy around you, start shielding yourself. Learn about shielding. Learn about what a Faraday cage is. Let me just write that in the chat room. Faraday cage.
I'm sorry, I know what a Faraday cage is, and I know that I've had to build a bit of a wall around myself, because I'm really very prone to people's energies. Like, I'm a bit of an empathic, and then I can feel people's pain, and I know what they're thinking before, you know, and I can see them, and I know what they're doing, and it can get to be a bit of a bother sometimes. But generally, I've learned to deal with it, and I'm just going about my life. And I have had some not such great experiences energy-wise from people that, or whatever, don't live here at this place or whatever. But that's only been two or three really bad experiences, and it's throughout my whole life. So, you know, I just kind of have to not let people, you know, the vampires suck on you and take your energy and bring you down. And
yeah, well, I think it's a good idea. Like you might have a shower every day, is every few days to do an energy cleanse, you know, to do a meditation and just go through all of your bodies and check for parasites, you know, do a tick check. Because as we walk through the astral forest, we pick up astral ticks and little critters and spiders and all these things, and they hang onto our clothing and come home with us. So, even around there's stuff to cleanse yourself with. So it's having it. You can do it in the shower and things like that, and just.
I do a salt bath or a Epsom salt once in a while, and just, you know, I just shuffle it off. I got kind of a physical thing I do with my hands. If I'm laying in bed at night, sometimes I have a little hard time getting to sleep. I've always had that problem, but I have a physical thing I do with my hands, because I really have a hard time meditating. It's really hard. My meditation is working out or music. It's not probably not a conventional type of meditation, which doesn't worry me in the least, but I have a physical thing I do. If my mind is starting to really wander and be stupid, and I know it's just like outside stuff, I just throw my arms out to the side and I block it with my hands. It helps. It just kind of stops everything, and then I just have to go, you know, my job right now is to go to sleep. And that works for me. I have to do that a few times sometimes, but I'm always trying to figure out the universe and who's doing what and how come this is not going to piece together with this puzzle, and how are we going to do. So right now I'm just going through life, and I know something's coming up, and kind of waiting for it, actually. I kind of wish it would get it going, because this is world right now is just really getting a little too bizarre. Too bizarre.
Okay, well, here we go. I mean, we're just coming right to the end of the show, and Alaska is going off with earthquakes the last 4 hours, ranging from 6.9 to 8.0. So if you're on the West Coast, higher ground is advised.
I know.
The whole story. We all know that. Bless everybody who is listening. It's these are energetic times. We don't know what the energies are. I don't know what the energies are. That everybody's got their own causality for it. Perhaps it's us that's doing it. Perhaps it's coming from inside us, like synchronicities are.
Yeah,
brothers and sisters, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. See y'all. Bye-bye.
So, we should be a few seconds away from the outro music. There we go. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Bless you. Good luck. Thank you.